Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Leadership South Dakota has announced the membership of its inaugural board of directors. We're joined now by Rick Melmer. He's Leadership South Dakota's co-founder. Rick Melmer, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
We're going to welcome Paula Jensen here in just a few moments, but let's start with an overview for folks who don't know what Leadership South Dakota is.
Well, Leadership South Dakota is a statewide leadership program that was founded 4 years ago. So we're in our fourth year. We accept 40 leaders from across the state each year, and then we travel to seven different communities over the span of about 8 months. And the participants learn about each of those communities. They listen to leaders from each of those respective communities, and then also, of course, network with one another during the course of our sessions together. So we've just enjoyed the program immensely. We have 117 alums from our first 3 years and have 43 people in our current class.
Give me an idea of what, what was the need that you were trying to meet, and who's your co-founder?
Well, so Tom Oster is my partner in this work, and so Tom and I have been working on this program for the last 4 years. We have a lot of corporate sponsors that have come alongside us, and we're grateful for their support. But the real need is just to develop leaders for the future of our state. There's always going to be a need for people to run for public office, to start nonprofits, to serve on boards and commissions, or to just be simply more engaged in their local community. And we think Leadership South Dakota helps prepare people to do that.
Well, joined now by Paula Jensen. She will be vice president of the board for Leadership South Dakota. Paula is also with Dakota Resources and an alumni of the program. Thank you for being with us today. We were just getting an overview from Rick Melmer of what Leadership South Dakota is. Tell me about your experience in the program in 2016, I believe it was.
Yep. So I was part of the class of 2016, which was the second class of Leadership South Dakota. It was a fabulous experience that I honestly have to say was probably one of the best things that I've participated in my career, professionally and personally. It launched me forward as a person and as a leader. And the greatest thing about it was being with those 40 other people and building that network from people across the state in different areas. That maybe we don't always get exposed to in our professional lives. Sometimes we're kind of focused in one area, and we don't get to connect with those other people. And those people are still my friends. They're still people that I reach out to on a regular basis when I need advice or support for something. And building this team of alumni, I know Rick said we have 117 alumni in the program right now. Even that, from the classes before me and after me, has been a great relationship builder. They truly are a network of people across the state looking out for each other and building and growing in what they're doing.
Rick, give me an idea, 4 years into the program and now this board of directors, an inaugural board of directors. Why form a board of directors now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when we started, the South Dakota Community Foundation essentially adopted us under its 501c3 nonprofit status. And not only did the Community Foundation support our work, but the Bush Foundation came alongside us and provided some much-needed funding on the front end. And the whole idea behind the partnership was that they were going to help us get started and then at some point in time step away and allow us to stand on our own 2 feet if we were able to do that. And thankfully, after our third year, the Community Foundation said, are you ready to be on your own? And we said we were. And so through the help of some in-kind support from Boyce Law Firm, we were able to establish our nonprofit status this summer. And as a part of that process, you're required to have a board of directors. And so that's when we established the board and held our first meeting in early December of 2017.
So what's is the training paid for? Or the people, where does the money go?
Right. So the cost of the program is $3,000 per participant. Many of our participants are paid for by either corporate sponsors or their own organization that they work in. Some pay their own way and are responsible for their own, but we have probably a vast majority of our folks are either covered by their own organization, and our corporate sponsors, of which there's about a dozen of those, they actually have slots in the program that they're allowed to send people from their organizations to the program. So about 18 of our spaces of our 40 are covered by our corporate sponsors. The other 22 are applications that are made. Our corporate sponsors serve on our selection committee. They make the decision on who gets in the program each year. And then, as I said, many of those organizations cover all or part of the cost of the program for their members. And if not, the folks cover their own expenses going forward.
Hmm. Paula, what's why did you say yes to wanting to be on this board? What do you anticipate going forward?
I truly believe in the program, in building up leaders across the state of South Dakota. I mean, we've already seen within my class alone, Jolene Letcher running for mayor in Sioux Falls, Jason Solomon, who has been now on the city council in Rapid City for 2 years. This is a program that gives people from across the state opportunities and advantages that they never would have had before. And I truly believe that it's changing people's leadership abilities in our state.
Hmm. Rick, what's the potential impact of that across the state of South Dakota then? I think Jolene Letcher is a good example, making a viable run for mayor in South Dakota, in Sioux Falls.
Right, yeah, well, we're excited about that, of course, as Paula said. And, you know, one of the challenges that you fall into is that you don't want the impact to only be classified around people who run for elected office, even though they tend to get the highest profile and are the ones that most people recognize. We also hope that people are making a difference at the local school board level, city council, county commission, starting nonprofits, volunteering in their local organizations or in their communities. So there's a lot of ways to make an impact, and we really talk with our class about that, that there's probably a dozen or so ways that we've acknowledged that you can have impact at your local community level or at the state level. And so while running for elected office is always one of those that we hope people will consider, we don't want to limit it to that, and we want to make sure that everybody feels like they have a place to go after they finish the program where they can have an impact. And so we spend a lot of time talking about that, and probably the vision that we have, Lori, that's most common is 10 years into the program year, we're going to have 400 alums around the state of South Dakota, and we'd like to believe that by that time, this program is going to have a huge impact on the state of our future of our state, the one that we all love. And 400 people can have an impact in a small state, and we're hopeful that that's exactly the outcome we achieve.
Rick, tell me who else is on the board with Paula and how these board members were selected.
Yeah, so we have 7 board members. One of the board members is our accountant, Ron Miller, from Platt, South Dakota. We have Mike Begeman as the president. He's at Sanford. They're one of our gold sponsors. Dana Dykhouse at First Premier Bank is another gold sponsor. He's on the board. Paul Cheddar is an attorney here in Sioux Falls, an alum from Boyce Law Firm. And then we also have Much Usera. And Much is a corporate sponsor from Black Hills Energy in Rapid City. And Erica Heiser is an accountant from Rapid City, and she's also an alum and on the board. So we have a nice blend of East River, West River, and also alums and corporate sponsors.
And give me an idea as you look at the diversity of the makeup of that board and the program itself. And Paula, maybe you want to address this. What sort of efforts are or part of Leadership South Dakota to really ensure that you're getting diverse voices, not only in the board leadership, but you know, geographically in the membership?
I think that's been a focus of Leadership South Dakota from the beginning. And we talk about that often. So a lot of the folks, you'll look across the rosters, and a lot of them are from Sioux Falls and Rapid City. And these are also communities that have their own leadership programs going on. And they're building up leaders and building up leaders who want to be stronger leaders across the state of South Dakota. I think the diverse part comes from the industries that these people cover. Some are self-employed. Some are from healthcare. Some are from the banking industry, all across. And I represent really the rural voice on that board of directors. I come from a small town, Langford, in northeast South Dakota. I was probably one of 5 or 6 people in my leadership class who came from small towns, who work in small towns, who are on the ground there every day doing the day-to-day, which looks a little bit different than when you're coming from a corporate environment in Sioux Falls. But it was great to connect and to learn from each other across those several several months that we were together.
Paula, what did you learn about the state of South Dakota during your time in Leadership South Dakota that you didn't know before?
So when we went to Brookings and visited the SDSU, it was a great learning experience to go there to the lab. And I had no idea what went on behind those doors. That was an impressive visit for me, to go into that lab and to see the work that they're doing, not just in South Dakota, but across the United States, and some international work even in that lab on SDSU campus. It was also fun to see inside Daktronics and to hear how, you know, a local person in South Dakota built up a business like that that's now global. And we saw that in many of the communities we went to. But I think the most impactful one for our group was when we visited Kyle and the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. That was a great experience for all of us to really become vulnerable and say, we want to learn about all aspects of our state, the corners and the niches that maybe we haven't had an opportunity to explore before. And also getting access to some of these great sponsors that support the program, being able to sit down and have really frank conversations and ask hard questions of some of these sponsors who are in industries that are doing fabulous things in the state of South Dakota. But I'll end with the very first thing that we did in Leadership South Dakota was to go sit down with the governor at the governor's mansion in Pierre and have a conversation, a two-hour conversation where he just let us ask anything we wanted. And that's something I don't think I would have had the opportunity ever to do. So that was a privilege.
Yeah. Rick Melmer, some themes that you hear from other, you know, folks who have been through the program, who want to go through the program, that sort of spin off of what Paula just said.
Yeah, I mean, she did a great job of summarizing the highlights that we typically hear from our alums. And as she mentioned earlier, too, even though we think, you know, seeing places and meeting people are two of the big parts of our program, probably the part that people enjoy the most is the networking with the other 39 or 40 people in the program. They get to know their classmates really well. They make connections across the state of South Dakota and oftentimes form small little partnerships and different initiatives that they're working on as a result of their time together. So we think there's multiple benefits, of course, but obviously seeing places you normally don't see, meeting people you would normally not meet, and forming really valuable professional relationships along the way. That sort of tends to be our stump speech, and that's what we think we're accomplishing in the program.
Rick Melmer, you've been around the state in education and other organizations for a long time. What have you learned about leadership through this program that maybe you didn't know before? Or, you know, tell me some of your principles of leadership.
Well, I'm reminded of how strong of a state we have, how fortunate we are to live where we live, even though sometimes the temperatures dip below zero for a long extended period of time, and we wonder, you know, why are we living here? You travel around the state and you see folks that are building their businesses from the ground up. Just the stories that we hear, as Paula shared, everything from Daktronics to other organizations, Thunder Valley in Kyle on the Pine Ridge Reservation. There's just all kinds of success stories going on that people just don't hear about very often because you just don't take the time to go visit or spend time in the presence of those leaders. And then we're reminded when we're in state government and visiting state government that it's full of dedicated people that aren't doing it necessarily for the money, but for the idea of trying to make an impact in our state. So you get motivated by not only meeting leaders from around the state, but also finding folks in our program who have a desire to make a difference in the local communities. And for me, that's been probably the most gratifying part of the program, is just being in the presence of young leaders and middle-aged leaders that want to have an impact, and also seeing the people that are in current leadership positions that are doing good things around our state. One of the things we like to say is hope is not a strategy. So if we hope for future leaders, it may not happen. But if we create programs like Leadership South Dakota and give them the avenue or the pathway to develop those skills, we think we can produce leaders that will help guide our state in the years to come.
And how will you be part of Leadership South Dakota moving forward? What's your role now that the board of directors is in place and it's a nonprofit?
Right. So we're the directors. Tom and I serve as directors of the program. So we do all the program planning. We coordinate all the alumni activities. And so our job will be more of the boots on the ground services. The board will provide overall direction and support for our work. And then our job is going to be to do the day-to-day programming that exists each year. We're just in the process now of reviewing our application process. That's going to launch, we think, on February 1st for a couple of months, and that'll be advertising and creating recruitment strategies for next year's class that will meet and begin in September of 2018. So there's always work to be done. We're excited about the work and the program and looking forward to year five beginning this fall.
Rick Milmer is co-founder of Leadership South Dakota. Rick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Lori.
Paula Jensen, Vice President of the Leadership South Dakota Board. She's with Dakota Resources. Paula, thank you.
Thank you.